And now, Gangbusters!
We can run away from cops in a 20-ton truck. I'll never know.
We're not going to run away from them.
Then pull it up alongside.
Okay, grab a hold. I'm going to force them off the road.
Hey, watch the turn.
I see it. Hey, I can't hold it. Watch out!
Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. Gangbusters has asked Mr. Louis J. Whiteman, former Special Assistant to the Attorney General, Criminal Division, United States Department of Justice, to narrate tonight's case. Mr. Whiteman.
Thank you, Roger Foster, and good evening, Gangbusters listeners. Suppose we begin tonight's case in the city of New York on a Saturday night just a few months ago, in a tiny neighborhood cleaning and pressing shop in the Yorkville district. An attractive but overdressed blonde sat at the counter, thumbing through the pages of a magazine. A few steps away, the proprietor of the store labored at a pressing machine, trying to finish up his day's work.
George. George!
What?
Finished yet?
Not yet, soon.
George!
For crying out loud, Stella, will you let me get finished up?
Well, get finished up? Who's stopping you? You don't seem to realize you got a wife that once in a while wants to go out and enjoy herself a little.
Go out, enjoy yourself. Who cares? Just let me get finished up here, that's all.
George, give it up, will you? There's at least 5 or 6 mobs crying for a guy with your talent.
Now, let's not start that again, Stella.
You step right into any one of them and take over. In one deal, you'd make more than you make pressing pants in 2 years.
Can't you get it through your head? There's no such thing as one deal. One deal leads to another and to another. Until I wake up one day and find myself hooked again. So let me live a little bit. Huh?
Live? You call this living? How long can you exist taking in $20 or $30 a day? Especially when you got to support your mother out of it and everything.
Look, let's not start any arguments about my mother.
Who's starting any arguments?
You just said I got to support her, didn't you?
Is that starting an argument?
It brings up the subject.
Well, as long as it brings up the subject, why don't Sonny contribute a little bit to her support, too?
Don't ask me what Sonny does or what Sonny don't. I only know what I do.
She's his mother, too, isn't she?
All right.
If it was the other way around and things were tough for him and you were having it okay, then I'd say, fine, forget it. But with him, the dough is rolling in, and he's throwing it around like water, and you're just struggling along. You don't make an effort, and you're standing all the expenses.
Look, Stella, all right.
You think she appreciates it? You go there, every other word out of her mouth is, Sonny, Sonny, Sonny. You give her everything you got. He never even shows his face, and all the time it's, Sonny, Sonny, Sonny. Think from her he was an angel or something instead of a rotten, slimy thief.
Okay, I'm all finished. Let's lock up and go home.
George, do me a favor. Get this silly idea trying to make a go of the store out of your head. You got a reputation in the rackets. Talk to Sonny. He's always got some deal cooking.
Stella, make it easy for me, will you?
I'm trying to make it easy for you.
Do you think I like this? Do you think I enjoy struggling along, pressing suits for every Tom and Dick in the neighborhood? You think that's easy for me to do when I know I can go out and get in some deal where my end of the score might be 5, 10, 20 grand for a few minutes' time and effort. I'm tearing my heart out to stick with the store. Help me instead of convincing me what I know already.
Yeah, who is it?
It's me, Sonny.
All right, just a second.
Morning, Stella.
Oh.
George isn't here, is he?
I got a big surprise for you, Sonny. George is in the store. He's pressing pants.
Oh, I don't know, Stella. What's come over him?
He's leading a good life.
You know, it used to be that they'd point me out. There's George Harris's brother, they'd say. George Harris. That was a name with magic. Now look at him. Just look at him. He's got a hole in the wall shop and tries to squeeze a living out of it.
He says he wants to stay out of trouble because he's got obligations.
Obligations? I got obligations, too. Here I can throw him a proposition. I got to look around for somebody else, a stranger.
What kind of proposition?
Ah, what's the use? He wouldn't be interested. He's not interested in anything except a cleaning business.
And Ma, don't forget Ma.
Who can forget Ma? I spent my whole life trying to forget Ma.
What kind of proposition is this?
Look, if he wouldn't be interested, what's the use?
Maybe I could get him interested.
Oh, who are you kidding? That's never in a million years.
What kind of a deal is it?
A load of liquor. Scotch whiskey from Scotland. The best.
Yeah?
Yeah. A checker at the truck terminal. He's all set to finger the load for a mere 10%.
Huh.
Yeah, and best of all, I got the buyer all lined up. A guy that owns a string of resorts up in the mountains. He's willing to take up to and including all we can get at 25 bucks a case.
How much is on a truck?
No less than 900 cases, maybe 1,100.
Just you and one other, that's all?
Me and two others. One of the others I hope to be George. Look, take off 10% for the finger work, and there's over 20 grand left to be cut up in three pieces. You know, it'd be a shame to let that much money get out of the family.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
It is. There's only one little trouble.
What's that?
Well, the checker, the finger man, he wants 1,500 in advance before he points out the load.
Is he kidding?
That's the only way he'll work, if he gets in advance.
So give it to him.
Well, I'm scouting around for it.
Thought you were doing so good.
Well, you know the old saying, easy come, easy go. But don't worry, I'll get it.
Sonny.
Hmm?
When do you have to know?
Soon as we can.
I got a way to get George into it.
Yeah, what?
Easy. You leave it to me. Ma said if I saw you to tell you to come tonight.
You didn't see me.
George and I'll be there.
That's enough of a delegation. I'll stay away. Tell Ma how to run down to Philly on business. And, you talk to George, will you?
I'll talk to him, Sonny. Don't you worry about that.
First Squad, Lieutenant Noonan.
Hello, Lieutenant. Special Agent Thompson, FBI.
Oh, how are you, Tommy?
Okay, considering.
Considering what?
Considering that they shoved me a couple of tough hijacking cases.
Oh?
I know you used to handle this kind of stuff when you were downtown. I thought maybe you'd give me a little information on some of the boys who could be ripe for hijacking trucks.
I'll try, Tommy. Where can I meet you?
Oh, your office is all right, Lieutenant. I'll be right there.
Pie's pretty good, Ma. Delicious. In the stomach?
Yeah, wonderful.
It should be good. Took a half pound of butter, nearly.
Is that so?
Yeah, if I could afford more butter, I'd bake at least once a week. It's a shame to have a nice stove and not be able to bake in it more than once in a while.
Yes, me, you can get just as good cakes and pies at the bakery.
It's not like homemade, Stella.
It sure isn't, Ma. Can I have another piece, Ma?
Oh, we ought to save some for Sonny, don't you think?
I told you. I saw Sonny this afternoon. He said he couldn't come. He had to go to Philadelphia on business.
Are you sure you saw him?
Of course he saw him, Ma.
Well, maybe he didn't go.
He went.
Maybe he didn't. Did you see him go?
All right. Maybe he didn't.
You two sit. Have another cup of coffee. I'll wash the dishes.
No, Ma. You stay still. Let Stella do it.
Oh, Stella is a guest. Guests don't wash the dishes.
Stella.
I'll wash them. I don't mind. I knew I was going to do them anyway. You clear the rest of them, George.
Okay.
Be careful, Stella. Those are my wedding dishes.
Yeah, I know. You told me before. A dozen times.
It was a good dinner, Ma.
Good. A roast would have been good. But if all I can afford is cutlets, we have cutlets.
The cutlets were good. They were fine. Excuse me, Ma.
Oh, George.
Yeah, Ma.
I need some more cream for my coffee.
Okay, I'll bring it. Here you are, Stella.
Not in the sink. Put them on the side. They got to be scraped first.
Oh.
Fine thing. She don't even offer to help with the dishes.
Now, Stella.
Not the family I married.
She's an old lady.
Old, I'll grant you. She's not too old to mooch you for every last nickel you got. The worst of it, nothing's for you. Everything's for Sonny. How'd you like that with a piece of pie?
What do you want me to do?
I want you to get in that deal with Sonny. Make a few dollars for yourself.
I told you no. I don't want you to start with it again.
George!
Oh, what does she want now?
She wants cream for a coffee. All right, Ma, in a second.
Well, she gets the cream.
All right, that's enough.
I'll get some of the cream, too. Because you're going into that deal with Sonny.
I told you I'm not, so forget about it.
You're going into it because you can't stay out of it.
George!
All right, Ma, just a minute. What do you mean I can't stay out of it?
You can't stay out of it because I took the $1,500 you had stuck away and I gave it to Sonny.
You what?
I gave it to Sonny to pay off the finger man.
Why, you...
Now, you got to go into it to protect your money. You got to see that it comes off right, don't you? Got to head up the deal, huh?
Yes, Stella. I got it doing.
See, George, all you need is a little encouragement.
And I got plenty, didn't I? All right, I'll go through with it, Stella. You win. And you lose, too.
George, no!
I'll teach you.
Ow!
I'll teach you good.
George, no!
Good, I'll teach you.
Ow! George! George, what happened? What happened to her?
She slipped, Ma. She hurt herself.
Oh, my, that's too bad. Oh, look, the bottle of cream is broken. It's all the cream I got in the house.
And once again, here is tonight's narrator, Mr. Louis J. Whiteman.
Well, as I was telling you, Gangbusters listeners, a conspiracy to hijack a truckload of liquor was formed. And a few nights later, George Harris and the Confederate, a man named Monk, were standing in the doorway of a waterfront warehouse, out of the range of the nearest streetlight. They watched the door to a diner down the darkened street. Soon they saw the door open, and Sonny hurried to the point where the others were waiting.
Okay, George, he's paying his check.
Good. Monk?
Yeah.
Go on, sit in the car and be set. Keep your eyes open.
Okay, I got you.
Driver won't be no trouble, believe me. He'll just be walking.
Okay, quiet. Here he comes out of the diner.
Yeah, that's him, all right.
All right, back in the doorway.
Oh, this is like taking candy from a baby. You see, George, what were you hesitating?
Let's get this over with, and I'll tell you what I was hesitating.
Well, look, don't get sore at me. Blame Stella a little, too.
She'll also get hers.
What kind of a guy are you?
Okay, quiet. Here he comes. Get ready. Now, wait a minute, driver.
Me? Hey, what's it?
Okay, give it a moment.
Yeah.
No!
Grab him. I got him. All right, drive him in the car.
He's with him. He ain't no lightweight.
Come on. Monk, open up.
Get a hold on this driver, Monk.
Yep. I got it.
Drag him in.
Watch it.
Get him in.
Okay, he's in.
Oh, man.
Give me the tape, Monk.
Yeah, here.
Okay. Sonny, you look for the truck key.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes open, Monk.
They're open.
Let's work fast now.
I got the key, George.
Okay, help me get him taped up.
Yeah, you rip it, I'll tape him up.
Yeah, okay. His mouth. Tape up his mouth.
Okay, give me a chance.
I'll turn him over. Get his hands.
That's it, that's fine enough.
Wrap it around again.
Yeah. How's this?
Fine.
Hey, he's coming out of it.
Don't worry about it. He's no spot to kick.
Boys. Police car cruising.
Holy.
Get low. Everybody low.
What a spot.
Shut up. Stay low.
1443 Park. Need a man in regard to a lost child.
Okay, Monk.
Okay. Everything happens to me.
All right. Get out. When a truck drives away, Monk, come pick me up.
I got you.
Let's go, Sonny.
Well, so far so good, huh, George?
Yeah. Take the truck, drive it right to the drop, start unloading the goods.
Okay.
I'll be at the store early tomorrow morning. If you have any trouble with the buyer or on the price or getting the stuff moved out, call me.
Yeah, okay, don't worry.
And bring my end of the dough around as soon as you get it.
I will. What's the matter? Don't you even trust your own brother?
I trust you, Sonny, as far as I can see. Okay, open it up. Climb in.
Yeah.
Now get going.
Where's Sonny? What happened to him? Why haven't we heard from him?
What'd you say?
Oh, honest to goodness, do you have to be pressing pants when bigger things are going on in the world?
Look, Stella, don't annoy me anymore. I still got a score to settle with you.
Honey, you'll be glad. You'll be tickled to death when Sonny walks in here and lays over $10,000 on that counter and says, "Go on, George, pick it up. It's yours." Won't you be glad? What happened? What's holding up Sonny? You think the buyer showed up at the drop okay?
Take it easy, Stella. These things never come off to the minute.
But we should have heard. We should have had
some...
Shut up.
It's a customer.
Good Morning.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Oh, that's all right, Stella. I know the gentleman. How are you, Sergeant?
It's Lieutenant now, George.
Lieutenant? Well, you see how behind I am on the news.
Yeah. We haven't had much business with you lately, George.
And you're not going to have either, Lieutenant.
It's good to know.
Stella, honey, this is Lieutenant Noonan, an old friend of mine. It's my wife, Stella.
Very old friend.
Pleased to know you.
What can I do for you, Lieutenant?
I got a little news for you, George.
Yeah? Is that so?
Yeah. There was a truck at the United Terminals hijacked last night.
No kidding.
Three men jumped the driver as he was coming out of a diner downtown. They got the truck with 1,070 cases of Scotch whiskey on it.
That's out of my line these days, Lieutenant. I'm in the pants-pressing business. See?
The driver was lucky. They didn't hurt him too bad. They gagged him with adhesive tape and dumped him out in Long Island City.
So what's all this got to do with me?
Plenty, George.
For instance?
We got an alarm out on the truck about 3 o'clock this morning, as soon as the driver could get himself loose and find a cop.
So?
So a couple of state troopers in Pennsylvania near Lancaster spotted the truck on the road this morning. They lit out after it. The driver of the truck tried to run the troopers off the road. Instead, he missed a curve and the truck went over into a ditch.
Oh, my.
I still don't get what it's got to do with me.
There were two guys in the truck. One's dead. They don't think the other will live through the day.
That's too bad.
One of them was your brother.
Sonny?
Yeah, Sonny.
Oh, no.
He's not...
No. It's the other one that's dead, a boy named Monk Sampson. Do you know him?
I heard of him, but I don't know him.
Is he bad? Is he very bad, Sonny, I mean?
Pretty bad, lady.
Oh, George, that's awful, George.
All right, honey, all right, take it easy.
He's in the Mercy Hospital at Lancaster. I think he's got a fractured skull. He hasn't regained consciousness.
I'll get out there as soon as I can. Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Oh, George.
The Mercy Hospital. See an FBI agent named Thompson when you get there. He'll take care of you. I'm sorry.
There's nothing to be sorry about. I better go get Ma. Better take her out there. You stay here, Stella. Stay in the store. Thanks, Lieutenant.
George.
I'll phone you for Ma's.
George.
Yeah.
The truck driver says there was a third guy.
So?
We were wondering if you had any idea who it might be.
How should I know?
There was some speculation that being your brother was involved, the third guy might be you.
Is that so?
But we threw that theory out the window, temporarily. You'd better get to your mother's from the way that wire from Lancaster read. You don't have too much time.
Ma. Ma!
All right, I'm coming.
Ma.
You have to break down the door, George.
Ma, sit down.
What's the matter?
Sit down, Ma.
It's Sonny.
Ma.
Something's happened to Sonny. What happened to Sonny?
He's been in an accident.
An accident? Oh, my Lord.
Please, Ma.
Oh, my Lord. He's dead, isn't he? He's dead. My Sonny. My Sonny.
He's not dead, Ma. He's hurt bad, but he's not dead.
He's not.
No, Ma, he's not.
Oh, my boy. My son.
He's in a hospital in Pennsylvania, in Lancaster.
Pennsylvania? What is he doing in Pennsylvania? Take me to him, George. Take me to him.
Yeah, Ma, sure, right away.
Let's go. What was he doing in Pennsylvania? How did it happen?
He was in a truck. It turned over. The police.
Police? What have the police got to do with Sonny?
Ma, you'll find out sooner or later anyway. He was driving a load of stolen liquor.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
Not
Ma.
Sonny.
Yes, Sonny.
Not my Sonny.
What do you think he is? You think he's an angel? He's a bum, a no-good bum.
Bum? You're the bum. You're the jailbird. You're the one.
Ma.
Sonny's a good boy. He's a good boy. You're the one. You're the bum. Everything Sonny did bad, you made him. You're the one who made him.
No, Ma.
You, since the minute you were born. Since the minute you were born, you've been nothing but trouble for me. You were an ugly and hateful boy.
Ma.
I hate you.
Don't do that to me, Ma. Don't slap me.
Bad boys get slapped.
Goodbye, Ma.
George!
I gotta go, Ma.
Take me to Sonny!
I gotta go, Ma. I don't feel right. I gotta...
George!
21st Squad, Lieutenant Noonan. Oh, good. Put him on. Hello, Lieutenant Noonan speaking.
Hello, Lieutenant.
What's up, Tommy?
Sonny came out of it, Lieutenant.
Yeah?
The doctor let me talk to him. He says the whole thing was his brother George's idea.
Oh?
George put up the dough for the finger man. He engineered the whole deal, according to Sonny. Did you locate George?
Yeah, I notified him of what happened. I just got back. He was supposed to be headed out there to see about Sonny.
Well, maybe he's headed someplace else.
If he is, he won't have much of a start. I'll check with you, Tommy. Levitt?
Yeah, Lieutenant.
Get hold of Brown, Adler, and Mackey. We got a collar to make.
And now back to Gangbusters.
Come in, George.
Stella.
I locked up when you left. What'd your mother say, George?
She slapped me.
She what?
She slapped my face.
George, what are we going to do?
About what? She slapped my face, Stella.
Sonny regains consciousness, he's going to talk.
Let him talk.
What was he doing in Pennsylvania?
I don't know. Just like I was a kid, she slapped my face.
Sonny's double-crossed you, George. Your own brother double-crossed you. He was taking a load someplace, and he was going to cut you out of your share.
I don't care.
You've got to get out of here, George. If he could double-cross you like that, he'll involve you in the whole thing when he comes out of it.
Let him involve me.
Honey, let's get out of here.
No.
At least till it dies down. Let's go someplace till we see what's what.
I'm not leaving the store.
George!
What?
Come out of it, will you? You know what could happen. George, they're coming. Cops, two cars of them.
Yeah?
Coming back. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, all right.
Close the curtain. Oh, I'll close it. There's only one way you got a chance, George.
A chance for what?
Chance to get away. Here, George. Here's your gun. You got to shoot it out with them.
Are you crazy, Stella?
You got to shoot it out with them. They're coming to get you. Take the gun. Take it, will you?
Yeah.
There they are. You want to let them know who's boss, George.
What are you doing to me? What are you giving me a gun for?
Shoot it out with him, George.
Hold it up there.
Look at me. Standing here with a gun.
George!
I got nothing. I got nothing in the world. I tried to make something, but you wouldn't let me. You wouldn't let me. Nobody would let
George,
me.
George, don't!
Nobody would let me. Not you, not mine. Nobody!
No, George! Yes! George!
Hold on there. All right. Yeah. Come here.
What's going on, George?
I just killed a woman.
Well, Gangbusters listeners, George Harris came to trial and was convicted of first-degree murder with a recommendation of mercy. He is now serving life imprisonment. His brother Sonny died of his injuries shortly after his arrest. That's how this case was concluded.
Thank you, Mr. Louis J. Whiteman, former Special Assistant to the Attorney General, Criminal Division, Department of Justice, for this most interesting and unusual case history. Tonight's Gangbusters case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by Leonard L. Bass, with Ralph Bell, Elspeth Eric, and Bryna Rayburn in leading roles. Roger Foster speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production,